Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey everybody, welcome to the DBS Films Podcast. My name is Kellen, with me as always my brother Brennan. Together we make movies with the DBS Films. Today we're going to part six and the final part of a scene-by-scene breakdown of our newest horror feature film, Horror in the Forest. If you haven't seen it yet, taking a look at it online, rental and a review means the world to us, allows us to continue to make movies, do what we love, which is making movies for our fans, with our fans. If you ever want to be part of the movie making process, well, all you gotta do is join our Discord community and you can find yourself auditioning for our next feature films and being on set with us. So where we picked off, we had a little bit of a cliffhanger, as I mentioned in the last episode. This next scene, Nelson has failed to retrieve his daughter. Poor Casey is gone. Morale is at a low. And you basically have a witch out there in the woods. So things are not going good for us. And more importantly, Nelson has come to the conclusion that he will never see his daughter back again. And this whole scene, this whole movie, in an essence, is boiled down really to what happened here. And really, it was the spark from Into the Forest that we saw this. You know, I think when we had it, we knew it was going to be somewhat of a impactful scene then, but when we saw it, we were like, damn, this really hits. And because of that, we made it a focal point in this movie. And we also switched up a very important part in which he pulls the trigger this time. So you want to kind of talk about how we knew from Into the Forest this was going to be a focal point, how this was going to be the one, and again, the execution of it. Because I think this, to me, this scene hits. I mean, I think this is always going to be a scene that we have in our back pocket if you want something that's really unnerving and really tension building. And I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, I think if you look at what we do with Into the Forest, what we do with Into the Forest, really the only thing we took was the Nelson character. We kind of threw everything else out. And the whole dark, gritty tone, the realistic tone, the elevated horror of this movie all leads to this road, which is this one powerful scene. I knew it was going to do really well. And I think everyone who is involved did a better job than I expected. It's an absolutely fantastic scene. And I actually think it's so good that it actually makes the rest of the movie suffer a little bit, because this, in its true essence, is the climax of the movie right here. It is the buildup. You know something's going to come. You know there's going to be downfalls for these characters. And this is it. And I thought we executed phenomenally on this. And it's a testament to everyone involved. I thought they did a great job. But it's just very rarely do we have something where we put so much time and effort into it. Usually it turns out like all right, or at least somewhat decent, and this one just was above and beyond. It was just a fantastic scene, and I can't give them more praise. But as we go on to the next stuff that happens, I think this was such an impactful, amazing moment that there's no going higher than this. You really want the climax of your movie to be the highest point as far as tension, as far as violence, as far as drama in your movie. And I don't think we could go higher than this. I think this is, we did it a little bit too early, because now we have, I think, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 more minutes of the movie that are supposed to be the actual climax. But there's really nothing that we can do that's going to get the stakes higher than this scene. And it never really felt like that in the screenplay. It never really came across. I was never worried about it. And I think it's just twofold. I think it was just a crazy, really good scene. And I think it's just something next time, as far as a screenwriter, that we just have to pay extra attention to. If you're going to do something crazy, super impactful like this near the climax, you just got to make sure you have enough juice in the tank to get just one more push up.
So again, we are going to have a episode next week. The next 2 episodes about what we would do to shift it. But I got one. If you move this up and you have a now dead Nelson, that would be a fun thing to find the gang in. If Nelson led them out to the woods, you got led out to the middle of the woods. Your guide just shot themselves in the head after seeing a witch, and you got to try and make it out of there. Because I think exactly what you mentioned now, the rest of the movie, in my opinion, suffers from how intense that scene was to you're kind of stuck in this. Now you have to maintain the tension. And we do, you know, you see things popping out, things are happening. We get the pepperoni eyes. But I think what really ends up here is it almost feels like we're throwing action points against the wall and we don't really have the downbeat of a reset. And I think that gunshot needs a downbeat reset before the action picks up. What are your thoughts on that before we hop into the rest of the end?
Well, I think we made the same mistake also in A Cold Grave with just them running around craziness and then the pacing's a little bit off. I think The Cold Grave is better because he's actually doing something, so there's like specific things that he's trying to accomplish. But I think we learned from it in the Bigfoot Project, and I really wanted to pay attention to it because we had this movie uploaded then. I knew it was a problem where, you know, they have specific things to do. They're not just running around. You know, there's specific things that they're going towards. There's specific objectives to lengthen this. And I do think we killed Bo too early. I think if you would have had them, all three of them out there in the woods, you would have had Nelson out there, you would have had the witch out there, I think it really would have been better. And I think we could have extended it a little bit more. And I think that's what it needed, was a little bit more extension, because then you could have a really good scene with Bo and Georgie. Then, you know, Bo's the protector. He can pull out his knife like Andrew would probably love. And then once he gets taken out, then you have, you know, Alexa and Dylan. Then Dylan gets taken out. Then Alexa, you know, comes up. And, you know, I'll talk about the mirror scene and the ending scene when we get there. But I think this just needed another 5 minutes of juice. And it needed more characters. Because the one thing I really learned with the found footage stuff is once there's one character, you got to end that movie quick, man. Because found footage with just one character is all ADR based. And you only have one POV. And it's just not scary. So you got to just end it. Like, the only thing they could talk to is themselves. So you got your final Gorn monologue, then get them out of there. And I think if you would have had Bo in there and all three characters, I think we could have extended it. We could have had a little bit better pacing. I still don't know if we would have got higher than that. But I think that would have been a fix. And I would have liked to seen, you know, how that plays out. Maybe in the next movie, we'll do a little bit better job.
Yeah, I think that's always the interesting balance again. You know, I think we've always suffered an issue in the Hateful Eight of like having a quick climax. And like, we've figured out how to not do that with having the action of them running around and doing all of these things. But now I think it's kind of giving them a very satisfying climax. And I think the Bigfoot Project, as you mentioned, there were very tactical goals that they had to basically try and achieve. Whereas right now, you know, they're just kind of running around. So as you mentioned, Andrew, why couldn't you survive longer? But he just gets destroyed right away. So Andrew gets knifed, which again is a really hard scene to do with found footage. And we did have one person mention what I mentioned, which is I would be so pissed if someone just filmed me while I was slowly getting stabbed to death by a zombie Nelson. But again, alas, it is something where it's not easy to make a knife look real in the sense of that scene. So we did what we did and it still works. But then, yeah, again, I think this is our first of the chaos runs, you know, where we just throw shit against the wall and kind of see what it sticks, where she's running, pepperoni eyes, huge shout out to Tatum for those. Cause again, that really helps us out. That was a cool little thing. You have her running and you did the classic Georgie found footage thing that we did with, you know, Girl in Cabin 13 as well too, where she basically recaps everything. I will say, I think things do pick up when you see Lizzie again. I think there's kind of an air of suspense to it. And I actually saw someone said their favorite scare was when she pulled the curtain off the mirror and she was there. So let's kind of talk about looping all of these together. You know, again, if you look at this, I think this is just us banging the beat drum because it's basically a yeet. It is pepperoni eyes. It is Lizzie pop scare. It is a mirror all in a short time with the only downbeat of being Georgie saying it. And I think, as you mentioned, the issue there is you don't really have the context of what she's doing or kind of how she can get out of here. So you're just kind of watching it. But I think overall, those individual ingredients are good. You know, we use them again in the sense of zombies even and like lunging after it and stuff like that. So I think the ingredients are there. I think the problem is it's missing the structure. What are your thoughts on kind of how we put that last section together?
Well, I think that, you know, when Lizzie shows up in the script, in my mind, you know, the Georgie character is surrounded by these zombies, these people, you saw the intro girls, surrounded by the witch and is like really fearful. I don't think we captured that. And then, you know, Lizzie comes in and is like their last hope. Like, I can get you out of here. Go follow this girl. Even though, you know, she's dead. And I don't think we captured that as well. And, you know, I wanted to end with the mirror. And I think the mirror ending is cool. It's just flat. It's just, once again, it's just like, give me more. You know, we wanted a more impactful way to end it. The mirror is cool because it's like full circle. I think the pop scare in the mirror pulling off the thing is really good. Usually when I watch these movies, I could be like, all right, here's how to fix it. Right. So we can extend it with Bo. We can, you know, have them run around a little bit more. We could have a little bit more drama. We could probably get her in a more fearful place. We could probably get her in a place where she's surrounded, where, you know, Lizzie comes in and it's another good pop scare. I don't have another ending for this movie though. I just like, I cannot for the life of me think of anything else. Another way to end this movie, because she's got to die. And at this point in my head, she's given up. But I don't know. It just, to me, it feels flat. And I think that, you know, we learn from this movie, because we have a better ending in Cold Grave and we have a much better ending in Bigfoot. But for the most part, I don't know how to fix this one. I don't know of a better ending on there. You know, I just don't.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was kind of thinking, you know, if you've listened to our other scene by scene breakdowns, we usually have like, oh, you just got to do this instead, or you just got to do that. I think the issue with this one is the story that we told up until this point, and after Nelson shoots himself, this is like the only way it ends. I think in order to shift the ending to have a different climax, you would have to have more plot elements built up. You know, maybe a specific thing can, you know, prevent the witch, or like, you know, get you freedom, or find Casey, or find something, or maybe even the spirits are trying to help, you know, they're lost in the woods and they're trapped too. So then it's kind of this, you know, quest to go find something, or they need to get something, or they find the witch's place. Like there needs to be that X quest. And I think what happens is once Nelson shoots himself, you know, you're kind of stuck with just this path to it. That being said, it moves quickly. You know what I mean? Like, I think here real quick is just something I want to highlight and I want to get your thoughts on. Even though it feels like it's flat, it's not boring. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh shit, that happened. Oh shit, eyeballs pop out. And I think that shows our improvement at even a base level, where like you would have a scene of them just kind of walk. And I mean, you can see Into the Forest, the first one. And like, although that one does pick up in the climax, I think the only reason you can say it picks up in the climax is because nothing really happens the rest of the movie. So you finally get some action. But I think with this, the issue is you don't have that end goal or point. As we mentioned, you get it a lot more with Cold Grave. Again, you know, he is looking for his sister. And then in Bigfoot, he is looking to get Grace. So it's kind of a mix of those things. But I think at least the bare minimum, even if it is flat, we at least throw a whole bunch of action at it. And again, as any filmmaker, do that. Do that at the minimum. And I'm happy. I'm very happy with this ending, in the sense that, yes, it could be better. Yes, it feels like it's kind of missing something there. But it is the action level that, like, you know, no one's going to turn it off after the headshot scene to this point. And I think that's one of the critical things for an indie filmmaker. However, with it being a climax, if someone's like, oh, well, that was kind of flat, you probably lost the star or two when it came to the review you got at the end.
Yeah, I think that, like, you really got to hit these movies with a good ending on it. I do think that Girl in Cabin 13 was our best ending. I think Murder House was a good one, too. You know, now I'm thinking about it. If we do make this, you know, the disappearance of Casey Morgan, which would probably be the third iteration of this, if you end it the same way we did with They All Died, and then you have an epilogue, so it just needs an epilogue, I think, really. And the epilogue is Casey Morgan walking out of the woods, and then Reynolds takes her in, and that's basically the witch saying, all right, you did everything. You've given me everything. Here's your daughter back. And I think that would be enough to satisfy people. But once again, we're looking at two different movies in here. With the one that we have now, you can't have a really happy ending on it. The only other thing would be like Georgie to try and fight the witch, but like that's not going to happen.
And hand combat.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. So I don't know if anyone's got an idea on how to get a better ending on this. I think maybe just a little epilogue in there would be fine. Something with get Officer Reynolds back. Maybe them finding their footage or showing, you know, the footage or something, or it could just pick up with more people trying to go solve their case. I do think maybe just a little epilogue would have helped out a little bit, but you know, this was one where we didn't have like a real clear ending in mind. Usually we have a good ending and it just wasn't there. And I thought we did a good job with it, but like, I don't know. I just feel like with how good we, and I think this is the other problem with this movie, is basically we did such a good job of making them go on a hero's journey. And this is the first movie where I felt like all our characters went through multiple scenes, interacted with multiple people, you know, followed all these breadcrumbs, went on all these journeys to get to the finish line, and then they cross the finish line and there's really no reward. And I think that kind of irks a lot of people. And it'll be interesting to see what they say about the Bigfoot, because I think we did, you know, we doubled down on the hero's journey on that one. But I do think that's the thing. They're like, oh man, I invested in these characters and I, you know, worked really hard for this hour and a half and this is how you end it. Like, come on, man. And I kind of think that's a compliment, you know, but I do think that, you know, we're just gonna have to do better moving forward.
So I have to say, I do like the concept with Casey showing back up. I think you could do it two ways. You could have the happy ending, which is that one, but imagine a sad slash happy ending potentially, where you have Casey, like the camera fell. It's, you know, got its last batteries up. It's showing. You see Casey walk out. Then you see the witch basically walk out and Casey grabs the witch's hand. And then maybe Nelson walks out and grabs Casey's hand. And then they all walk forward into the woods. And then you see Georgie and then Bo and then everyone. Now they're all trapped in the woods too. Some kind of little epilogue type thing like that, where, you know, you kind of give a clearance of what happened to them. And again, it just needs a little bit of story there. So I do agree. And that's the fun part with this. Now that we've seen it, you can do so many different ways. The last thing before we wrap up this episode, I want your general thoughts and feelings. I mean, for me, I think this is our best one yet. I love how quickly it moves. It's back to the found footage, which is always unique and opens up a whole different, you know, elements to it. But I think these are the best characters that we've had. I really do think that, you know, again, shout out to Alexa, shout out to Andrew, shout out to everyone that was part of this one that did a fantastic, amazing job there. Because I think, you know, again, look at Into the Forest and then watch this one. You know, anyone that's watching this, like, this is the first, like, you can do it with The Haunting of the Suicide House and Murder House, but going from found footage to cinematic is such a big jump. But if you really take a look at Into the Forest with what we did and what we did here, I mean, we watch indie films all the time. You know, huge shout out to found footage. They're some of the most prolific content creators out there. So, like, we will support every single indie found footage maker constantly. But a lot of the textbook mistakes that you see in Into the Forest is textbook mistakes you see with all indie found footage makers to some degree. And I feel like for the most part, we basically avoided all of those. You know, I think this is our classic. We're getting so much more good and so much less bad. You know, there isn't really much that's bad here if you listen to our breakdown, as much as you've heard us say, well, this could be better. And I implore you, go take a look at our past breakdowns and hear how we laugh at how naive we were. Because again, that is filmmaking. In any skill set that you learn, you know, if you're a chef and you cook something for the first time, you look back at that cooking it, you know, 100 times later, you're gonna be like, I can't believe I used that ingredient, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. So I think that comes up, but I mean, I really enjoy this movie and, you know, watching it again. I think the hardest part with this to me though, is it's hard to look at this movie and see it as our best when we have a Cold Grave now and we have a Bigfoot Project, which again, there are newer movies, there are better movies. And what's going to happen is by the time we get to Bigfoot Project, which I'm talking about now, we'll have A Girl in Cabin 14, we'll have a Murder House 2 done potentially. And I'll be like, oh gosh, those movies are just so much better than this movie. So I think that's always the moving target, unfortunately. But I thought this was a really great movie. And again, this is a movie that we, you know, worked with our community for the first time, really had a lot of amazing performances there. And I think it's always going to be one that we look back to as a new mark in DBS and kind of kicking off that new era of the found footage movies.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a new level, a new milestone for us. As far as, you know, the script that I wrote, the vision that I had in my head, this is pretty much that movie. I think it's very well paced. The acting is good. It's technically sound movie. And I think if we can continue to make movies at this same quality, we'll do very, very well. It's interesting, you know, to see the feedback on this one as the reviews start to come in. It's just a little bit difficult for, once again, the people to get away from the Blair Witch. But for the first time, I'm not seeing anything about audio, anything about cinematography. The acting has been a huge upgrade over some of our past things. People aren't really complaining about that. You know, if we're getting reviews where they're just like, well, where are the tiki torches appearing at the campsite? If that's the only thing you have, you know, with the problem with the movie, then, you know, that's a very good sign. So I'm still waiting for more in-depth reviews to start piling in. But as of right now, the main feedback is, well, you did Blair Witch and it's not as good as Blair Witch, which doesn't really help us out. But I look at it as a compliment, because if you look at maybe the top 50, top 100 found footage movies of all time, Blair Witch is going to be on all those lists. So to be compared to that is a huge, you know, a huge compliment. So, you know, it's interesting, and I'm definitely gonna, you know, love this movie forever. I think the pacing is really good. And once again, we're gonna learn from it, we're gonna get better, we're gonna grow. But I think we finally hit the milestone where we can tell a really good story, we can pace a story really well, and we just gotta fix up the ending a little bit, fix up some other things, and you know, we can kind of springboard off this one into, you know, cleaner, better projects, just kind of refining, you know, the step-by-step process. And you know, eventually all these things will come together into, you know, a movie that we can really, really, you know, push hard.
I think so. You know, again, all of these things are milestones that add up. They give us a lot. These are my favorite episodes to do, is again, the scene by scene breakdown. So if you haven't taken a look at it online, be sure to take a look. Horror in the Forest. Give it a rent. Give it a review. It means the world to us. On top of that, take a look at our Discord community, because we make movies for our fans with our fans, and you have the opportunity to be in one of our films if you join our community and do the audition process. But until then, have a go, my friends.